More concentrated on the mind, on the name. I want to say what Sridhar and our Ananda Gopal have said is of great importance. When you chant the mantra in the mind, Tushta Krishna, you have to concentrate. You cannot chant the mantra without full concentration, because then it's simply not there. When you sing or say it loud, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, at least the mantra is there. But when the mind goes, and you only chant within the mind, and you lost it. The way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our Sampradaya recommended to chant is in something which is in the middle. Upangsu. Upangsu means soft, whispering. Because this, let me chant like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This style of chanting takes the benefit of the sound. The sound you can hear, only you can hear, others cannot hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I can hear. And because it's so soft, in order to be there, you have to concentrate. The mind has to be with it. Isn't it? When someone speaks something very softly, I come up, it's very, what, you know, and then you concentrate. So, this is a chanting style which I would like you to experience in. I would like to, first of all, because I want to convince you, tell you what is Rupa Goswami's definition of japa. When Mahaprabhu says, do japa of the Hare Krishna mantra, what does japa mean? The Sanskrit is mantrasya sulagu uchaha japa iti. Japa iti is, that is japa. When a mantra sulagu uchai is spoken of very softly. Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion, which is a summary of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, has stated, japa, chanting a mantra or hymn softly and slowly is called japa. And chanting the same mantra loudly is called kirtan. You know everything. For example, now Prabhupada talks about a mantra which is to be chanted in japa. Uttering the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Uttering this very softly, only for one's own hearing, is called japa. Some of you still look a little, Chivoye, you look tired. So I will say it again for Chivoye. Chanting the Maha Mantra very softly, only for one's own hearing, is called japa. Chanting the same mantra loudly, for being heard by all others is called Kirtan. The Mahamantra can be used for Japa and Kirtan also. When Japa is practiced, it is for the personal benefit of the chanter. But when Kirtan is performed, it is for the benefit of all others who may hear. If you want to find this in your own Nectar of Devotion, it is on page 80. Could we now please try to chant Japa in the Upangsu style? Are you ready for the experiment? What do we look for in the Upangsu style, please? Soft and slow also. And what do we do with our mind? We go into the vibration, right? It is very important that you do this now, because afterwards, my dear devotees, comes your japa examination. We will actually examine each one of our japa and see the tremendous good points which we do, and see also the points for improvement. Okay? I will once chant the mantra alone in the Upangsu style, and then we will chant it all together in one voice. So please apply what you have learned this morning. Krishna. I noticed some of you sit on chairs, and you are very much welcome to do so. For these exercises where we align ourselves, I suggest that you keep the spine straight without the help of the back rest. Mm-hmm. Yes. Lalita, without the help of the back rest? Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. It means not to lean against the back thing. The spine should carry the body. Mm-hmm. Good. So I do it alone. What did I eat for lunch today? Cookies. No, sorry, I must concentrate. Sometimes very difficult to concentrate, but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
One mantra more.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. This was also an exercise on habit. You were slowly becoming louder because you are used to be loud in chanting. Upangsu chanting means a little bit like you started. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Sometimes it's very good to do this because it forces your mind to zero into the chanting. The japa means really to chant. You are members of a kirtan movement, therefore you are attending towards the kirtan, but still in our practice we do have a good amount, 2 hours or so of japa. How did you find this exercise? It's different, isn't it? Have you noticed how the mind, Pavlik, can go better into concentration? Because it has to do this. It takes the benefit of Vachik and Manasik. It's genius. Puh, very good. Now I will just do 2 little information. Sometimes devotees asked, how long should one, what should be the speed in my chanting? Isn't it? How fast? Should I chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I can't do, I am not so fast. Or should I go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is the right speed? Has any of our acharyas written about it? And yes, my dear devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said we should finish 4 rounds in 1 danda. What is a danda? The danda is a time... What? I thought someone said the number. Danda is a time measurement, almost Amrita Keli, of exactly 28 minutes. 2 dandas form 1 muhurta. Is that correct? 28 by 2. No, then I'm mistaken. It's 28 minutes. 28 minutes. And 28 minutes is a danda. Forgot about the muhurta. That's a different thing. So 4 rounds, if you can do 4 rounds in 28 minutes, how much is 1 round? 7 minutes. So obviously it can be sometimes faster. It's between 6 and 7 minutes. Because the tongue and the mouth is sometimes going. That is good. And if you sometimes want to see if you really have all the names there, then you can sometimes look at the wristwatch. I don't know, I chant very turbo rounds in 3 minutes, and then I go, ah, Krishna. My hands were too fast. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. One round per mantra. That's one beat per mantra. So you can sometimes look, I highly recommend it, to see if you're doing good in your japa. So my dear devotees, I would now like to invite you for this possibly very revealing exercise. And that is that you will build teams, supportive teams, and one person, A, will chant while one person, B, is just listening to the chanting. B shouldn't stare the other in the eyes, you know, to stare him down. He's just listening and taking notes what strikes him as he hears your chanting. He will give you feedback. What you do well in your japa and where there is room for improvement. Now, you could, if you are person A, you could, and you chant and person B listens, you could possibly do one mistake. That is to chant your best rounds. Then you will not get a good feedback because you are not every time chanting your best rounds, as you well know. Therefore, please don't make the mistake to chant now your best rounds. Chant the rounds like you always chant so that you can get feedback from the other person who may am I here. Devotees have made in America and Europe the most amazing realizations when they shared each other's japa. So please build teams now of two. Yes, Sasha? How do we breathe in? Psst. Well, Sasha asked, how do we breathe in? Through the mouth or through the nose? Best through the nose. All breathing in yogic, anything yogic is done through the nose. But if a little air comes through the mouth, no problem. Yes, no problem. No problem. So please find your partner. It's good if Matajis chant with Matajis and boys chant with boys. Now, may I ask, who is still looking for a partner? Philip is looking for a partner. Yes, please go to Ante. Matajis, no, please, before you start, you have not heard the full instruction. You're really enthusiastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. But you need to hear the full instruction. So, clarissimo, you have found, good. Everyone has a partner. Amrita Kelly, you have your partner. Good. So, who is partner A? Yeah, wait a minute. Sundarananda has no partner. Sundarananda, then you have to chant to me. Come here. I will take good care of you. Matajis, all you have your partner? Good. Who is Sadyabhama? No partner. What to do? Now is partner there. It's important that all of you participate in the exercise. Huh? Don't be lame. So now, who is partner A? Dobro. Good. now in this case, partner A will start chanting for about 3 minutes, and partner B, Slujate, listen, you have to just listen extremely good, laser listening, and you have to really, you have to see, is every syllable there? Prabhuji, pshht, Leela Purushottam, translate please, is every syllable there? Concentration is there? How is the time? Is it too brisk or too slow? You can also look at his posture. And you have to give a loving feedback. What is good? And praise him for that. And where you can give some tips for improvement. Okay? So please, my dear devotees, start... let me get my... whisper. Yes, and don't look in his eyes. And it's not like a partnership, a friendship building exercise where you look into the other's eyes and, you know, and so... let him be in his own space, yes? And don't do anything to disturb your poor partner. He is sweating already. okay. So, please, partner A, start to chant now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Partner A. Now, we will immediately switch roles. No feedback as of yet. Please don't say anything. And partner B, you will now be requested to chant for about 3 minutes. Please chant like you always do. And partner A, please analyze the chanting. As far as clarity of the mantra, is the mantra entirely there? Are all the syllables properly pronounced, like we have heard? And tell partner B, what the partner B, yes. Anything you notice, maybe a devotional, is there some devotional sound in it, or, you know, or, I don't know, is he breathing like an elephant, and, you know, just, anything you notice, so, please don't chant your best rounds. Chant like you always chant, so that we know. Start now. You have 30 more seconds, partner B. So, Hare Krishna. Haribo. Thank you so much for taking part in this exercise. I would now request both of you, please stay in pairs. Now comes the very important exercise. I now request partner B to give a sincere feedback to partner A. How was partner A's chanting? Please concentrate on the points which you marked were good. Maybe, you know, the devotional intensity or the clarity of the mantra. And then please see if there is something you have found where your partner could improve his japa. Please do so in a concentrated way. We should take about 3 minutes, partner B, to give a feedback to partner A. Please start now. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Now please switch roles. And the other partner, now please give a feedback to your partner. Don't give the feedback based on false ego, like when your partner told you something where you have room for improvement, that now you say, I'm really going to pay him back, you know, for this. So you have to give first what you thought was good, and then second, where you feel some tips can be given for his or her improvement. Okay, please start now. Haribo. So, how was that? Did you think it was useful for your chanting? Yeah? Did you get good, did you get helpful feedback? Yeah? Yes, Matteo? Matteo, yes. To a conclusion. Then I suggest that when we are walking to the place where we will have our evening session, you could walk in pairs and continue the discussion. You didn't come to a conclusion. There was a question open. Yes, Matej, please ask your question.
Because chanting, is it okay if you're just chanting the same rhythm all the time? Or is it also good if you stop and just breathe through the nose and then continue again? That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, there is a short pause when you have to get new air. But if you don't, you know, chant, if you don't exhale for you know, until you have nothing left and almost die, then the inhaling will be quite brief, like here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's only when you go like 4 mantras and then finally, you know, then you do. There is a tradition of combining breathing with japa, but Prabhupada didn't teach this to us, because if you do it, you become very much breathing consciousness, and you should actually not think of breathing. You should think of Krishna, you know, not think of the mechanical aspects of japa. So I recommend to you that you do make a little pause. Sometimes devotees have done like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And that's not so respectful. Imagine I will give a lecture to you. Please don't live with me. You know, this would not be very, you know, that is not very respectful, you know. It's not very, very normal. So, those traditions who combine the exhale, the breathing, they say, in japa, naturally the exhale is much longer than the inhale. And this means that the mind will become peaceful. Because if you have a longer exhale than an inhale, which is the yogic goal in chanting, you will naturally calm down the turbulent mind. So what they do is they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Did you see what I did? I chanted in the mind, continued in the mind. There are so many traditions, but I recommend you to keep to what Srila Prabhupada has taught us, and later on other levels of japa, it's really an ocean of knowledge is waiting for you, my dear devotees, then we can talk about these other aspects also. But for now, it would just bring our attention away from the goal of japa, that is to lovingly meditate about the holy names and their meaning. So all right. So you found it helpful. Why? What was the helpfulness? Can we have a sharing? Where did you get some new hints?
We are not always aware that we are doing mistakes in pronouncing God.
Mm-hmm. We are not always aware because why? We have a certain habit. And we are captured by the habit. So if someone gives us a feedback from outside, we become aware of something. Mm-hmm. Yes?
I can hear my own syllables very well.
Yeah.
I always make one Hari kind of
you goof it up. Yes. So Matteo is the true well-wisher of you today. Yes. Fine. Amarananda.
When I feel that there is always, maybe when I'm chanting, that some witnesses which see my chanting, then I can really do my best.
Yeah.
On my chanting. Yeah,
I can do my best on my chanting. I really want to request you, Govindanandan has this morning helped us very much when I told him you had an insight and you did not follow it this morning. So, I mean, you are the organizer of the Japa retreat, so I can't fire you, but this was really not good, you know. So, whatever good advice you get, tomorrow is your chance to put it into practice, yes? I'm joking. With those who are near to you, you can joke, and they will not be offended. My dear devotees, we come to the last part of this session. Let me just see my... Yes, we are in good time, actually. I now want to introduce to you the Japa Circle. What is that? You will hear in a moment. This is a very, very powerful way to come into the presence of Krishna. See, when you want to come to Krishna, there needs to be a mediator, someone who helps you to reach him. In the Catholic belief, it's Mother Maria who is called upon and who then brings the devotee to the Lord. And in the Vaishnava tradition, there are different ones. Srimati Radharani, for some, others worship her exclusively as the end of their Yes. And then there are sadhus, and then there is a guru who is helping us, and then there is a very important personality for those who chant, Srimati Tulsi Devi. Here is a very nice excerpt on the worship of Tulsi Devi from the Gaga Sanghita. Radha had heard a few times or many times about Krishna, and the thought of Krishna became so prominent in her that she would think the whole world is empty and uninteresting without the form of her beloved Lord Krishna. So once, it was an afternoon time like this, and Krishna was just returning from the cowherd fields and passing through Vashana when Radharani went to the window, and as she looked down, she saw the beautiful form of her Lord Krishna going through the streets of Vashana. From his dark bluish body, an effulgence came forth which bathed the walls of the houses on both sides of the street, and a bluish luster. When Srimati Radharani saw Lord Krishna, for a moment Krishna's eyes went up to the window and met the eyes of Radha. Radha was electrified and immediately fainted. Krishna had seen the beautiful moon-like face of Srimati Radharani in the window, and then the moon sank down. And he decided, I will meet this wonderful girl, my eternal consort. Yes. So Srimati Radharani woke up after some time, and there was Lalita, her friend, and Lalita asked, "Oh Radha, why are you unconscious? If you wish to attain Krishna, then give your love fully to him. You have now found the person who gives happiness to all the worlds. Don't faint. Be happy." So when Radharani heard this encouraging words of her best friend Lalita, she said, "Lalita, if I can't attain Krishna, whose lotus feet decorate the land of Braj, I will not be able to stay alive even one day longer." This was a problem. What to do? Well, the very, very intelligent Gopi Chandranana was informed that Srimati Radharani wanted so much to attain the lotus feet of her beloved Lord Krishna, but what to do? How to do this? It's not so easy to reach Krishna, who was walking through the land of Vrindavan, whom the demigods visited at home. Then Chandranana said, "Srimati Radharani, there's one way how you can attain Krishna. You have to worship Tulsi Devi. And Tulsi Devi will quickly take you and bring you to your beloved Krishna." In one prayer called Utkalika Valari, Rupa Goswami prays to Tulsi Devi, "You are residing in the forest of Vrindavan and you see Radha and Krishna. Please bring me to Radha and Krishna." So, since this time it is a Vaishnava practice, my dear devotees, to chant Hare Krishna before the Tulasi plant. Would you like to hear what Prabhupada says about this practice, how to make this practice perfect? Those who take notes, it's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, 3rd chapter, text 100. Srila Prabhupada introduces us to the practice of the Namacharya, the greatest of all chanters, which is Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur used to live at the banks of the Ganga, and he had a tulsi plant planted before him, and before this tulsi plant, he would chant. Here, listen. The process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow before the tulsi plant has such great spiritual potency that simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement, that's you, to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. What means rigidly? Strictly, yes. Chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respects to the tulsi plant difficult. This process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. I will now request Sundarananda to take a little table, and on this table Srimati Tulsi Devi, and put her in the middle of the room, and then we will build a circle around her, and we will chant around her. Is there a little table? I saw a little. Yes, where is it? There. And we will chant around it in one circle and become spiritually strong. It's about where Philip sits there. Amarananda, please bring Tulsi Devi. Is she? Where is she? Yeah. Put Tulsi Devi on the table. So somehow make a circle. Before we start, I need to give you 3 instructions so that you can make most out of this practice. Please listen very carefully. There is a statement in Padma Purana that if you remember an advanced soul, your mind is purified, and you get 1/100th the portion of that spiritual strength of that other person by thinking of him. So when you look at Tulsi Devi, just gaze at Tulsi Devi from time to time, you will actually, through your eyes and through your mind, a subtle connection is created to Tulsi Devi, and the strength of Tulsi comes to you and empowers you. Hare Krishna. It's very important that for this, the exercise would have been a little better if we would have 5 Tulsis, then we would have made 5 circles. But it's actually also very powerful if we all build one circle. See, when you are in a circle, something happens. Can you imagine what happens? Yes, you partake in the energy. Devashi Narada will give his best in chanting. Sasha gives his best. Maho Jwala, Manditangi is there, Saranandi is there, and everyone. And we all focus on the same activity, there's a tremendous group energy which is created. We almost sit in an airplane and we are carried by the power of the group energy, like a passenger is carried by the power of the airplane which moves everyone forward. So this making a circle is something which you can do also in your temple. In Zagreb we have such a big temple, and if there is no water flood in the temple room, we can even sit in it put tulsi, there are several tulsi plants, and just chant, or at home you can chant before tulsi, and this will be very, very powerful. And Devashi Narada, you get really the benefits if you think of a liberated soul, or even if you look at the picture of that liberated soul, that pacifies your mind, purifies the heart, and increases your concentration on the japa. That's why we sometimes chant by mentally inviting our Guru Maharaj to sit also with us, and to chant in his presence, because then it's really simple and easy to chant. So now I request you, the idea is not yet now that you make another society game where you're looking into each other's eyes, we are all in a circle, wonderful. No, your concentration is on whom? Tulsi and Mahamantra. Yes, and then you get spiritual strength. I request you to start now. We will first chant in one voice. No, actually, I recommend for this that we all chant in our own voice, in our own speed. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. We have 2 more minutes for this exercise. Please give all your concentration into the 2 more minutes. Focus on Tulsi. Focus on the sound vibration. Hare Krishna. Amarananda, can you please bring Srimati Tulsi Devi back on the altar? Jaya Tulsi Devi, 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 Srimati Tulsi Devi ki jai. Hare Krishna. How was that? Powerful, isn't it? I must say, I do not know if it was, I really would like to know if it was just my subjective imagination, or did you hear in the beginning there was like almost an earthquake, or was it? It sounded a little bit as if a big train was passing by. Did anyone hear such a thing? It was shaking a little. Anyone also noticed that? Or I was thinking, what is this? I would like to know, was an earthquake in Croatia? We will find out. So you saw also, you hear this because I'm saying it, or? Yeah, and Philip also heard, yeah. And maybe it was, I think it was mechanical. Hare Krishna. Soon we will start flying with this. But I thought it was mechanical. There was something. Anyways, anyone has a comment?
Concentration can be much
easier. Yeah. It's really if you focus on a great devotee while you do your practice. It is said in the. I want to just really read you a quotation from the Shastras. If you concentrate on a great devotee, the Patanjali, you know, the famous author of the Yoga Sutra, says that you can control your vrittis, that is your thought waves, if you concentrate on someone who has already controlled his vrittis. So when you think of a great personality, look at his picture, you can pacify the mind and purify the heart and increase the concentration of your japa. When I was in Bosnia, in the mountains of Jahorina, sounds really like yuhu, or yahoo, then I had a picture of Tulasi Devi like this on my altar, next to my altar, and I was chanting my rounds before Tulsi, and I felt very protected and very much elevated in my Krishna consciousness. So this is very powerful, and I suggest that maybe in a bigger temple we can try to build these little japa circles. Have you been in Shrita Mayapur? There they do. And I believe also in the Radha Gopinath temple, they do. It's very powerful practice. It's very, very, very good. Yes, to build these circles. My dear devotees, I would now like to end 15 minutes earlier than usual, because today we have a little excursion in our mind. I thought we would walk to a wonderful place at the beach, and we will make a little summary of today's discussion. We will also have a exercise where we try to just collect our treasures and prepare for tomorrow, which will be a very important day. Tomorrow we will go into mind control. Powerful, powerful exercises. So I suggest that you are getting yourself ready. You might have to bring a chadar or some pullover, because I don't know, it will not become really cold, but maybe you need to bring something maybe to sit. And I would suggest that in 15 minutes we all meet, you know, at the entrance of the hotel. It's where my apartment is and where the cars are up there, so that we can all walk together. We will walk quite fast because we want to do a little exercise also. So we set a lot, and we want to walk a little bit and get fresh breath, and we can converse, but we want to go quickly to the spot. So it's very essential that you are there in time at 6:30. Yes? Also, I want to ask Dario to come to me, and Sundarananda and Banu Nandini, because we need to do a little planning. And yes, the Mataji from Serbia who gave me presents, and the Mataji from Italy also. Please, and Saranandi also for the thing here. So please be there at 6:30. You have 15 minutes to just gather your things, to maybe go to the bathroom or whatever, and then we will go. It will be a